Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. I'm so sorry for the hold time. Your number was in our queue for a callback. Can I please have your zip code?
21093.
Okay, first and last name.
Summers. S is in Sam. O-N-N-E-R-S.
Okay, Mr. Summers, and I thank you so much for calling Pure Mini Pots. Can you please verify your address for security purposes?
300 West Seminary Avenue, Lutherville, Maryland, 21093.
Okay, sir, and I thank you so much for verifying that information for me. I was able to successfully pull up that account. How can I assist you today?
Well, there are two entries in there that I don't recall or understand. What's the name of the company?
Well, sir, we're Pure Mini Pots. Okay, I do see here that on the 8th of March, you had purchased our Pure Mini Pots wireless headphones and also our smartwatch. It looks like you only paid the shipping and handling at the time of purchase and also for the warranty for both products. Look like you only paid for the shipping and handling for those two products at the time of purchase to later rebuild the full price for the products, which is $59.95 for the mini pods and also $59.95 for the watch.
So you're saying that I was led astray to get them, and now you're charging me $60 a piece?
Well, sir, I'm not sure how you ordered these products. I'm not sure if you ordered this offline through our direct website or if you ordered this through a third party. But you may have ordered this through a third party because it looked like you only paid for the shipping and handling first and then later on was billed the full price for the product.
Well, I did do that, but I was completely led astray, big time. And is there any way you can tell me who the company was that did that?
I'm not sure, sir. Only thing it lets us know is what you purchased and the time of purchase and how the purchase went, basically. It lets us know how much you paid and the time that you paid the product, the product.
You're right on all that. Except I didn't buy the warranty. I just bought the two products, which I thought were just paying the shipping.
Yes, sir. So what I can definitely do as a courtesy is give you a 35% refund on both of those charges and also refund you the $14.95 for the warranty.
Say that again. I'm in a nursing home, and it's loud here. So yeah,
I'm sorry.
Keep it quiet back there, please. Okay, I turned up the volume of my phone. So.
Yes, sir. What we can definitely do is refund you 35% of both of those charges for the mini pods and also for the watch, and also refund you the $14.95 for the warranty, and you keep your products.
I really don't. I'm so ticked off at how badly I was misled that I want to find out who the company was.
Well, sir, how did you order this product? Did you order this through a survey, an online ad?
Yeah, one of those surveys that everybody's using now.
Oh, okay. So you bought it through a third-party advertiser.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's probably why you were weren't fully aware of the terms and conditions of the product. So what I can definitely do is give you a 50% refund of both of those charges and also give you that $14.95 refund as well, and I can have those back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
What was the percent you
I can give you 50% back on the both $59.95 charges and also give you refund you the $14.95 for the warranty, and I can have that back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Well, that's very kind of you. I'm still trying to figure out how we can go about you must know who the person that you were dealing with.
No, sir. Only thing it tells us is that it was if it was internal or external. And it says that it was internal. That's the only thing that we know. That's the only thing it tells us. And that's just the source of the product.
Internal. Oh God, I wish I could. I mean,
Was the survey emailed to you?
Who did you do
the survey for?
That's what I'm trying to remember, because I've seen so many of these. I contacted my customers, and it popped up on one of their screens. Now, they have a company, so maybe that's what happened. It popped up on my bank, which I was really PO'd about, because they give you no choice but to go into it. Will you participate in the survey? And there's a big yes box, but there's no no box. There's no way to get out of that.
Okay.
I mean, this is really criminal.
Oh, okay. So it looks like you may have ordered this through a third party advertiser. You couldn't have ordered this directly from our website, because
I can tell you I did not.
Right.
Then I would have remembered, you know.
Yeah, you would have had to pay for it straight out if you would have ordered it directly.
Quite frankly, it's the same gimmick appeared on, as I said, my bank. When I went to log into my bank,
mm-hmm.
it popped up. And then it popped up on my friend's business account. And then it...
If it came from your bank, then basically what the reward from them was that you only had to pay the shipping and handling at the time of purchase. So that was the reward that they were giving you, is letting you purchase it, purchasing the shipping and handling at the time of purchase to later be billed for the full price of the product. So they was just giving you time with the product before you were billed the full price for it.
That was never revealed. That was never revealed. The whole thing.
But when
like
you checked, when you checked on the box that said agreeing that you were 18 years or older, and that you are and have read the terms and conditions, did you click on the words terms and conditions and view the terms and conditions before checking the box?
Well, that's where they may have gotten me. I don't remember.
Okay, sir. Well, I'm so sorry for the inconvenience. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a moment with my billing department to see if they will agree upon a 75% refund for those charges for you, and also refund you the $14 for you, okay? So please hold the line for me.
Okay, sure thing. Charlie, I know we can go to the Attorney General, so that's just cool. This lady's trying to be helpful.
Okay, sir. Thank you so very much for holding. Our billing department did agree upon that 75% refund, so that means we will be refunding your account for you, okay? So I want to place you on a brief hold. I'll get this account refunded. Please bear with me, okay?
Sure thing, and thank you.
You're so very welcome. I'm still here with you, sir. I'm sorry for the whole time. Please bear with me.
No, that's no problem. Thank you. terms and conditions.
I'm still here with you, sir. I'm sorry for the whole time. Please bear with me.
Okay.
Okay, sir, I'm so sorry for the hold time, and I really value your patience. Okay, we have successfully refunded that account. Okay, you should receive those email within 24 to 48 hours confirming that your refund in the total amount of $104.87 will be refunded to your account within 3 to 5 business days, okay? Is there anything
okay.
else that I can assist you with before I let you go?
No, I appreciate your help, but for your information, I am going to pursue this and I appreciate the discount you gave me.
But yes, sir. It's not a discount. It's an actual. It's a refund. It will be refunded back to your debit card within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
So that means
I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that I can assist you with?
No, you've done everything you could, and I appreciate it.
Okay. Once again. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was going to mention, you know, so you were aware of it. I am going to pursue. I'm sitting here with two friends who are lawyers, and they think we got something we ought to take to the Attorney General.
Okay, sir. That will definitely be up to you. That will kind of put you into an awkward situation due to the fact that you were refunded for these products, and you also purchased these products online and agreed to terms and conditions before you entered in your credit card information to purchase these products at the time of purchase. Okay, but if you would like to go ahead after you've been refunded dispute, that will definitely be up to you. But what we will have to do is place a charge back onto the account, so you won't be able to access the refund until we have notification that the dispute has been dropped.
That could take months.
Yes, sir.
I tell you, life's too short for all this stuff. Go ahead and do what you, 75%, and I won't pursue anything. I just want to get this thing out of my hair.
Okay, sir. Is there anything else that I can assist you with before I let you go?
We're back to square one, where we were before.
Okay. Do you have your pen and paper ready so I can give you your confirmation of your refund?
Give me just a second. Charlie, hand me that. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, your confirmation number is 89410.
410. Okay.
208.
Well, this is continuing.
Mhm.
Same number.
Oops. Yes, it's 89410.
0208. 0208. Okay.
3.
Okay.
And the letter F.
As in Frank?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay. And that's the confirmation number.
Yes, sir. Okay. That is correct. Okay. Is there anything else that I can assist you with?
No, just to clarify again, we're back to where we were, but 75% plus the...
Okay, you will be receiving a email within 24 to 48 hours confirming that your refund of the amount of $104.87 is on its way. You should receive that $104.87 within 3 to 5 business days. It will be debited back to the credit card that you used to purchase the product. Okay.
Have it credited back to the card.
Sir?
Did you say debited back to the card?
Yes, sir. It'll be returned back to the credit card that you use to purchase or debit card that you use to purchase.
Okay. Okay.
All okay. Right. And it will be debited back within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else that I can assist you with before I let you go?
No, I think you've done everything you could possibly do, and I appreciate your help.
Okay, sir, and I thank you so very much for calling customer support. Once again, my name is Brittany, and you have a great day.
Okay, Brittany, you too. Stay safe out there.
Same to you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.